Okay, so now we're Vedantasara. What's the date? 28? 10, 12, 28, 13. Verse 152. Let's chant our opening prayer verses. Om akandam sachidanandam avang manasagocharam atmanam akiladharam ashraye bhishta siddhaye arthato pyadvayanandanati tadvaita bhanataha guru naraja vedanta saram vakshe yathamati. Repeat after me. So verse 152. Disheshana.
Dishesha.
Dishesha.
Bhava.
Sambandha tu.
Sambandha
tu. So Visheshana, Vishesha, Bhava, Sambandhas tu.
Visheshana.
Never mind. we'll go back again. One more, okay. Yatha.
Yatha.
Tatvaiva. Vakye,
Sa Shabdarta,
Tat Kala Vishishta,
Devadattasya,
Ayam Shabdarta, Etat Kala Vishishta,
Devadattasya,
Cha Anye.
Ca anyonya.
Bheda.
Vyavartakataya.
Visheshana.
Vishesha.
Bhavaha. That's the first part we're going to do. I'm going to read this slowly again and break the Sunday, so just follow along. Visheshana. Vishesha. Bhava. Sambandha. Tu yatha tatra eva vakye sa shabda artha tat kala vishishta devadattasya ayam shabda artha etat kala vishishta devadattasya cha
testing
okay cha anyonya bheda vyavartakataya visheshana vishesha bhavaha. So this is the, we've got three words really that come all of the time, need to be memorized. Visheshana is the attribute of something or the thing that qualifies something, the visheshana. The vishesha is the thing qualified, or the substantive, right? So if you attribute substantive or the qualifier and the qualified, right? The adjective, the thing that receives the adjective. So visheshana, vishesha. There's another word on the second line, vishishta. All comes from the same vishesha, visheshana, vishesha, vishishta. Vishishta is a past passive participle, and it means is qualified. Or, you know, so we've got visheshana, vishesha, and vishishta. So the attribute, the thing qualified, the thing that receives the attribute, and the vishishta is that which is qualified. Okay? So these are the words. Bhava is like adding tvam or ta, so that state of being. So we say the sambandha, the relationship, the relation that we're talking about is the sambandha. A sambandha is a connection between two things. So we say a relationship or a relation. So the relation here is the visheshana, vishesha bhava, is that relationship which is that bhava, that state of being attribute, and the qualifier and qualified, or the attribute and the substantive. So it's called Visheshana, Vishesha Bhava, and Sambandha. Two is differentiating it from the one that we just went through, the Saman Adhikaranya, right, which is that relationship, that Sambandha, where two words are referring to the same locus. Adhikaranya is the locus, Samanya is the same. They enjoy the same locus. Mm-hmm. So that one we did in the previous verse. Now we're doing this Visheshana, Vishesha Bhava Sambandha, with the two differentiating from the previous one. So what is that? He says, just as yata tatra eva vakya, in that very vakya, he's referring back to the previous verse where we were talking about the vakya soyam devadattaha. That person named Devadatta, that person of the past, is this Devadatta that is here before you. So the vakya that we're discussing here is soyam devadattaha. So instead of saying that again, he says, tatra eva vakya, vakye, locative. Tatra is locative, that tra affix. So tatra eva vakye, in that very vakya, soyam devadattaha. Then what? Sa shabda artha, the meaning artha of the word sa. Sa is that. Saha is the tat. The meaning of the word that, saha, is just putting it in its substantive, the masculine nominative singular, but it's part of a compound. So the meaning of the word saha, that, tat kala vishishta devadattasya. So here's the whole compound. The compound is this, sa, shabda, artha, tat, kala, vishishta, devadattasya. Okay, so that's in the genitive. The compound ends in the genitive singular. For Devadatta, the name of the person, so for Devadatta, who is vishishta, qualified by, past passive participle, goes along with visheshana and vishesha. So the Devadatta, who is qualified by, tat kala, the time, that time, means tat is paroksha, that time in the past, tat kala. Kala means time. So for Devadatta, qualified by the tat kala, is the meaning of the word sa. Sa means that, or he, okay? So that's the first genitive. Then the next, after the Devadattasya, everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Ayam shabda artha etat kala vishishta devadattasya. Okay? Reading backwards, for Devadatta or of Devadatta, who is vishishta qualified by etat kala, this time. That is the artha, the meaning of the shabda, of the word ayam. Saha ayam. He, that Devadatta, saha Devadattaha, is ayam Devadattaha, is this Devadatta. So the saha Devadatta, that saha is qualified by the tetkala, time in the past. Ayam Devadatta, this Devadatta, is qualified by etetkala, this time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got these two Devadattas.
But ayam doesn't mean this.
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Then I'm cool.
We've got two things. We've got tat and etat. Tat means that, so tat kala, that time in the past. Etat kala means this time in the present. So tat kala, etat kala. Saha Devadatta means that. So saha is just another form of the tat. Saha Devadatta, in the masculine, Saha Devadatta, that Devadatta is Ayam Devadatta, is this Devadatta. The Saha Devadatta, that Devadatta, refers to Tatkala. Saha Devadatta is qualified by that time. So, Tatkala Vishishta Devadatta. Devadatta qualified Vishishta by Tatkala, that time. Etat kala vishishta devadatta. Devadatta qualified by this time. So, saha devadatta, that devadatta, is ayam devadatta, this devadatta. Okay? So what? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and we have pages of this, but it's actually really, really important, because even you can't do Brahma Sutras, you can't go forward without really knowing, I don't really understanding this, and so it's important in the whole analytical structure.
Okay. I'll change my attitude.
Yeah, change your attitude right now. Okay.
Be it on my face. Like, oh, well.
Yeah. So the, do you see the cha there? After the second devadatasya?
Mm-hmm.
Cha anyonya veda vyavartikatya. You see that?
Yeah.
So the cha, you've got two genitives. You see the two genitives? One is the tatkala and one is the atatkala devadatta.
Mm-hmm.
So that means between.
Two genitives.
No, the cha means and.
Yeah.
So between this one and that one. Anyonya means mutual. Bheda means difference. Vyavartikataya, that ta affix, you know, the ta is the state of being, and this is in the instrumental, feminine instrumental singular. So it says, by vyavartika, by negating that which is mutually contradictory, anyonya bheda, they're mutually contradictory. That can't be this. Right? What is that over there can't be this. But if we say soyam that this devadatta, that devadatta is this devadatta, we have to negate something. Both have an adjectival relationship.
But it's not mutual difference. By negating mutual difference.
by negating that which is mutually different one from the other. Like, for instance, that is different from this, and this is different from that. Right? Like that, David, that can't be this, and this can't be that. And so what? There's something that is has to be negated in that, even though both are an adjective. See, this is looking at what we call the visheshana vishesha relationship between this thing, that this devadatta, just in English, this devadatta is that devadatta. Well, this is paroksha. This means it's right here in front of you. That means it's away, okay? And so somehow the adjectives are still the samanya adhikaranyam. Both of these adjectives are adjectives of the same one devadatta, because the sentence is, this devadatta is that devadatta, right? Or that devadatta is this devadatta. Devadatta is the substantive. This substantive has two different contradictory adjectives, that and this. All right? How can that devadatta be this devadatta? And so in order to understand that, the two adjectives which are negating each other, right? These two adjectives have to be dropped off, leaving the one devadatta. So that's what he's trying to say. Anyonya bheda vyavartikataya, by eliminating, refusing, or giving up these things that are mutually distinct, different from each other, then there's the visheshana vishesha bhava bhavaha. Then there's this adjective substantive relationship. There's something else to be said here. We don't usually use this visheshana vishesha, and he'll go into a long explanation of why not. Why we don't usually use this. Though, what the author is telling us here is that in a sentence, there are basically three types of adjective-substantive relationships. There's the samanya adhikaranyam, and this the samanya adhikaranyam applies in tatvamsi asoyam devadatta. Both adjectives are referring to one locus. That's what that one's telling you. In this one, what they're saying, in the soyam devadattaha, the saha and the ayam are both adjectives to the one vishesha, to the one substantive. And so for that sentence to make sense, right, you have to first see that both of them, even though they themselves are contradictory, are landing on an adjectival to one substantive. That's the point there. We have to go on to the Lectio Lectionis to really understand. Even to understand the Samanya Adhikaranyam and to understand the Vishesha Visheshana Visheshana Vishesha, we have to go on to the Lectio to really understand how that's being used. But he's going to. So just for now, he's just trying to make you understand. In order for you to understand that Devadatta is this Devadatta, that is adjectival to Devadatta, this is adjectival to Devadatta, something has to happen to make sense of that. You know, something has to happen in your mind. But what has to happen is the contradictory elements have to drop off. Or you can't make any sense of a sentence like that, because both have an adjectival relationship. So then what has to happen is you have to make sense of it by realizing that that adjective refers to a different time, mm-hmm. and this adjective refers to a present time. But that the Vishesha, the Devadatta, can be there in both the past and the present time. And so that Devadatta that you experienced in the past time is this Devadatta that you're experiencing now. So your mind has to go through all of this by negating the past, by making sense out of the past and the present in relationship to the one substantive. So you have to see just how that works in your mind. He's going to go into a deeper relationship around that for the next several pages, actually, after we do this. But let's go. That was just the drishtanta, the illustration. So let's read the second part. Tatra, atra, so tatathrapi, bhakye, tat padartha, Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanyasya Tvam Padartha Aparokshatva Adi Vishishta Chaitanyasya Cha Anyonya Bheda Avyavartikataya Visheshana Vishesha Bhavaha. I'm going to read it breaking the Sunday. Okay? Tata Atra Epi Vakye Tat Pada Arta Parokshatva Adi Vishishta Chaitanyasya Tvam Pada Artha aparokshatva adi vishishta chaitanyasya cha anyonya bheda vyavartikataya visheshana vishesha bhavaha. Okay? Similarly, tata atra api vakye. In this vakya also. What vakya? The Tetramasi. So similarly, tata, atra, here, api, also, vakya. Here in this, we just atra vakya, in this vakya, api, also. Tata, atra, api, vakya. Tet padartha. The meaning of the word tet. Artha meaning, pada, word, tat. So tat tvamasi. So the tat padartha, the meaning of the word tat. Paroksha twadi. Paroksha means that which is away. Paroksha adi means, you know, that which is the sarvajnyatvam, sarvashaktimatvam, sarvajnyatvam, omniscient, sarvashaktimatvam, more powerful, sarvakaranatvam, cause of everything. So that's the paroksha, Ishwara. Ishwara is paroksha, paroksha. I say, I am that, I am Ishwara. Ishwara is, where's Ishwara? That's paroksha, we don't know. So it's far away. And it's all powerful, all knowledge, cause of everything. So that's the Adi. You say Adi, bring in sarvajnyatvam, sarvashaktimatvam, and sarvakaranatvam, the state of being omniscient, sarvajnaha, sarvashaktimat, having all power, shakti, and then sarvakarana, cause of everything. And you put the twa, you know, state of being that. So that's the adi. So tet padartha parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya, for chaitanya, consciousness. For chaitanya should be like a word like karma, but it's chaitanya like karma or jagat or tvam. Chaitanya is consciousness. So for chaitanya, which is vishishta, qualified by the PPP, for consciousness qualified by parokshatvam adi, which is the meaning of the word tat. So consciousness qualified by the tat pada, by the word tat, which has the meaning of paroksha, or sarvagnyatva, or sarvashaktimatvam, or sarvakaranatvam. So the chaitanya qualified by the padartha tat, tat tvamasi. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
So just to read through this again, tat padartha parokshatva adi vishishta chaitanyasya. Next, so that's for the tat of the tat tvamasi.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, tvam padartha aparokshatva adi vishishta chaitanyasya. For the consciousness, vishishta chaitanyasya, for consciousness, vishishta, qualified by parokshatva, etc. Parokshatva, aparokshatva, etc. Aparoksha means immediate. The etc. would be alpajnaha, limited knowledge. Alpashaktimatvam, limited power. And forget the sarvakaranatvam. It's a karya. It's a karya, not the karana. Okay? So for the chaitanya, which is qualified by the tvampada, right? Cha means and, between these two, anyonya bheda vyavartakataya, by letting go or eliminating the anyonya bheda, the things that are mutually different. Tvam is different from tat. Tat is different from tvam. And so you have to see through that. If the tat tvamasi means literally, you are that. Asi are. So you are that, tat tvamasi. If I say the tvam stands for me, the jiva, and the tat means that, the aparoksha ishwara, right? And I say you are that, I have to let go of the attributes that negate each other in order to just arrive at the consciousness, the substantive itself. Because the tat is adjectival to the consciousness. It's that consciousness. This consciousness that you are is that consciousness, right? How can this consciousness be that consciousness? Well, those two attributes, those two visheshanas, have to resolve into the one conscious being. We'll see how that's done through lakshana lakshya. This is not, this vishesha visheshana, we don't usually use it. It has to resolve into the lakshya lakshana. So anyway, if we read this, he says the visheshana vishesha bhava, this is that particular relationship, visheshana attribute, vishesha substantive bhava.
And there's a huge resistance to letting go of the differences.
Yeah, totally. Because the commitment is total. That I am this body has beginningless lifetimes. And the idea that I might be Ishwara is simply not there.
Yeah.
Unless you're some sort of deluded person.
So you get knocked out right away.
Yeah, that's why so much teaching is necessary to understand, to resolve that situation. So here, Swamiji, I listened to his tape on this. He does talk a little bit extra here about the nature of the visheshana vishesha. Saying that, you know, we use this attribute substantive relationship really in order to differentiate one thing from another. Like, for instance, And he'll talk about it like within a given jati, within a given species, or a given set. I can say, this is the blue lotus, this is a red lotus, this is a yellow lotus, bring me the yellow lotus. Right, so the adjectives differentiate the substantive. So say in a given jati, a given group, the adjectives will differentiate the different members of that jati. So say we have the jati lotus flowers. Right, so within that jati, there are lotus flowers that have this adjective, this adjective, this adjective, this adjective. So the adjectives differentiate one member of a jati from another member of a jati. The thing you have to understand about a jati, a group, is that within in any given jati, within any given set, there can be many subsets. Like, for instance, what if I had a jati dogs? Well, there are so many different types of dogs. So I could just use the whole jati dogs and then say, bring me all the German shepherds, right? But then I could go take the jati of German shepherds, and then I could give a qualifier, give me the German shepherds that are black. Bring me all the black German shepherds, right? Then I could have the black German shepherds, and then the black German shepherds, I could have adjectives that apply to them. So the jati can actually be huge. It could be, of all the objects, of all of the vastus in the universe, bring me every single one of them that is yellow. Vastu means everything that is a vastu. Of all the objects in the universe, bring me all the yellow ones. So I want you to understand that a jati, you can go so big, and then there are sub-jatis and jatis and jatis, but the adjectives are going to be differentiating one object from another within any given jati, but there's no limit to the size of the jati. That's what needs to be understood. So Swamiji talked about that. And then later he will talk about, and did talk about, that this vishesha visheshana, this adjective substantive relationship, is what he called praudhavada. When something is praudhavada, it means that almost arrogantly, somebody's bringing in an example. Like visheshana, vishesha, vishesha, almost arrogantly bringing in an example, which we don't usually use and doesn't really apply, but it's also not completely wrong. That's called prada. And so he calls this vishesha, visheshana, kind of a pradavada. We're bringing this in, it's not really applicable, but then there's no reason, we can put it in there if you want to. In the end, in reference to the tattvamasi, the ones that we continually use are the samanya adhikaranya, which then has to be understood in terms of the lakshana lakshya that we'll do next week. Vishesha visheshana has to be understood. It cannot be just understood by itself. You have to go into the implied meaning. So in the end of even all three of them, it's the lakshya lakshana. Samanya adhikaranya has to apply. And then once that is applied, where two things are referring to the same locus, and when they don't make any sense, when the samanya adhikaranya doesn't make any sense on the immediate meaning of the words, we have to go to the lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the words, and so that's what we'll do next. Once we do that one, then he has three or four pages explaining all of this.
This sounds like brain training.
It is, yeah. But it's very important in the analysis.
Yeah.
So in the first one, the 151, the samadhi karanya, the difference is between time and space with the objects? Like, in other words...
151, just a minute.
Yeah, the one right before. I'm just trying to understand the difference between samadhi karanya.
Yeah, no, it's... Here, it's... All of them are very similar, but the point for the... It is, when we say this particular one, soyam devadatta, that devadatta... In the third grade,
right,
past time, is this devadatta that's standing before you now.
Right, so the difference that you resolve there is time and space, because you know...
Yes, but that's not really the point, but that is true in that one.
Okay.
But what is the point for the samanya adhikaranya is the past time and the present time are both landing on the same locus.
Right. Okay.
And so any two things that land on the same locus are enjoy the samanya adhikaranyam. It's like a predicate nominative. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll go.
I know you said that when you do the third one, it'll.
Because the third one is what has to, in the end, is the final resolution of the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi.
Could you just say something more about Prabhupada? Just repeat what
you
said.
Okay, this is how I understand it, because it only comes up once in a while.
Right.
The Prabhupada is when somebody is bringing in an argument, you know, or making a point, but the argument is not really necessary. It's not exactly wrong, but it's also weak.
So
it's proud to, like they're bringing in, this fellow is bringing in an argument or an example, which we don't usually use, and it has limitations to it. So if you look at the word proud, it means kind of arrogant or somebody's coming up with their own thing.
Exotic. Some exotic.
Yeah. Something that's not exactly relevant.
Like us sometimes.
Let's say our prayer. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha Harihi Om.